The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I,
Darth Vader,
am a boat rock.
James Earl Jones.
That's right.
The guy's like everywhere, yeah?
Everywhere.
Under there.
Over there.
Underwear. All right. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We are broadcasting live, by the way. Just a post-it note, posted script.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes, at the Hampton Inn. And we just want to give them a shout-out and say thank you very much for the opportunity to broadcast live the Sons of Liberty Radio.com out of Charlotte, North Carolina. People are super cool. I have yet to meet one person, I kid you negative, knock on granite, that we're not going to end up in a situation where I have to recant what I'm saying or retract what I'm saying right now. But everybody's been super cool down here. Yeah. So anyways, in saying that, now you know where we're at. Friends, with you have yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And folks, for those that didn't know, you're about to find out that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, of course. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, they call themselves the choicers, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, yes, we are the Americans, and we are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. And if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out the uploads, the downloads, the videos, the posts, the media attention that we're constantly getting by going forward and fighting the good fight of faith. You can also go and check out other things as far as our schedule goes, where we're going to be at. We're going to be in North Carolina for the next 9 days here, so I'll let the my pretty little princess actually share that with you in just a moment. But if you'd like to check those out, that is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to my personal websites, which are Bradley Dean Double E, one personal, one fan page. Like them both if you would. And I'm very busy giving you news, not just the bad news, but giving you the answers as to how to overcome, and you're not going to have the freedom without the eternal vigilance, friends. I'm just telling you right off the bat. So you can check that out as well. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are inaccessible. Yesterday I shared with you, for you to ask me to, well, open the lines right now, it's just not going to happen. It's like when I speak, because I speak constantly all across the country, I'm asked to keep it within an half. That's like trying to ask a woman that likes to talk, that just drank a pot of coffee, to sew things up in 2 minutes. It's just not going to happen. Let's not go there again, pretty princess.
My mouth.
Cool. So phone lines are inaccessible right now. But folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, little pretty princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we've got a lot of good comments happening here. One is coming from our Sons of Liberty Facebook. Anna Stewart, she commented on your Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD. She said, love it. So if you want to find out what really happened that day with the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and go ahead and get your copy of that DVD. It's outstanding. Now, also, Bradley does these text arts, which have quotes along with them. One of your text arts was, friends, this is not about attacking any particular people. This is about a particular people that are under attack, namely our posterity. And by the grace of God, I am not moving. That was one of your quotes. And we had Faye Yates. She said, like Bradley Dean and what he stands for, after reading one of those quotes. And, of course, you write for all these different columns and news outlet sources.
Western Journalism alone had 10,000 shares, friends.
I'm going to get to that right now. You had one article on Western Journalism. It says, Bradley Dean warns of America falling asleep, as did Germany, on the Western Journalism article that you wrote. Had 2,300 likes, so a lot of people were appreciative of that. And now... George Soros-funded website attacks Christians. That had 10,000 likes on it, so a lot of people responding. A couple of those comments from that actual article was, they will and do attack any who are religious or patriotic because it stands in their way to world control.
Let me put this in proper perspective, friends. If you remember right, if you've ever taken the time to watch the documentary, The Band of Brothers, Dick Winters, at one point, who was the captain of the 101st Airborne, he was on the line in Bastogne, and it was so important that our men, the 101st Airborne, stood their ground, because if they didn't stand their ground concerning Foy, the Germans could have won World War II. But they stayed the course. And what happened here, what took place was an individual actually bringing forth ammunition to the 101st Airborne said to Dick Winters, he said, Captain, I just want to let you know that you're surrounded. And Captain Winters looked at him and said, we are paratroopers. We're supposed to be surrounded. Patriots, Christians, conservatives, we're all one and the same. It's all grounded on the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, not one without the other. You need to understand we're supposed to be surrounded. Jesus said that if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto myself. And if you look at the book of Acts and you look at the apostles and the prophets, there was constant warfare, constant tumults, constant uproars and upheavals going on. Why? Because when God shows up, friends, for a better way of saying it so you can understand me, it hits the fan. When you look in the book of Psalm, chapter 97, he said, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. If you want to see the God of Israel, then you're going to have to do the things that the God of Israel commands you to do. If you want to see what God did through David and you want to understand the God of David, then you're going to have to do the things that David did. If you want to know the God of Gideon, then you're going to have to do the things that Gideon did. If you want to do the things that King Hezekiah did because you want to know the God of King Hezekiah, then do the things that King Hezekiah did. And we understand in the Scriptures and the New Testament that, listen, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the Old Testament, the Bible says that he's faithful unto a thousand generations. What he did for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, friends, if we will believe, because he told us not to limit the Holy One of Israel, when we stand and believe, he promised that he would show himself strong on the behalf of those that do believe. And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed, friends? Has he been revealed in your life? Do you have an issue with prayers that God doesn't answer your prayers? How about answering his prayers so we can begin to see what his responses are and what his fruit that he wants to bring forth, but it's only brought forth through the cross and not outside of the cross.
And that's an excellent point. Some of you will say, well, I want the God of Daniel and David and yes. So on and so forth. Even if you look at Moses, yeah, the Lord split the Red Sea for him, but what had to happen? He had to be trapped in by the Egyptians so the Lord should show himself
right.
Strong on his behalf.
Stand
so
back and see the salvation
the
of the Lord.
The persecution came
Amen.
So that the Lord could be glorified. Also, one more comment on that article. Bradley Dean stands for True America and the Bible. While Soros backs communism and socialism, I would much rather live in an America backed by the Republic, the Bible, and freedom than Soros and his communistic, socialistic dictatorship with Obama, so on and so forth.
You like those ticks?
Yeah, ticks, yes, lots.
And, yes.
I am fighting for myself, not so much as for future generations of my country. So people are being inspired to stand up all across America. Be aware, you're not alone.
Amen. You are not alone, friends. People are saying all across the country, same things that I'm broadcasting today live from the Sons of Liberty Radio. Broadcasting live out of North Carolina.
Charlotte.
Amen. Be right back after this break. Stick with us. Talking about Joel Osteen, he brings us universal in. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oh. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go to the core with you, my friends, before I give it back to my pretty little princess. Leonard Ravenhill said this: Paul never glamorized the gospel, the good news. It is not success, but sacrifice. It is not a glamorous gospel, but a bloody gospel. True that. A gory gospel. And a sacrificial gospel. 5 minutes inside eternity, and we will wish that we had sacrificed more, wept more, bled more, grieved more, loved more, prayed more, and even given more. Back to you, Steph.
I love that. That's awesome. Well, we are excited to be here in North Carolina for our Liberty Week. We start off tonight at the Gastonia Tea Party. It's out in Gastonia, North Carolina at the library in the auditorium. For those folks that are able to do that, we'd love to see you there. We're also going to be speaking at the Truth for a New Generation Conference at the Northside Baptist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bradley will be doing a drum DVD clinic, so on and so forth, in this panel. I think it's going to be great for those of you that are especially interested in seeing Bradley play drums. Now, it's not very often people get to see that, so it's going to be a real treat.
JunkyardProfit.com, JunkyardProfit.com.
That's right. And then on Sunday the 29th, you're going to be speaking at the New Hope Baptist Church at 7 p.m. and the Outreach for Jesus in Hamlet, North Carolina at 10:30 a.m. And then you're going to be also speaking at the Richmond Community College. So as I've said several times, those folks of you that go to Richmond Community College are in for a treat. You're speaking several times there. And then we end off our entire week out in Rockingham, North Carolina to do our final kind of bring it all together, ending off Culmination of Liberty Week. So all details.
Culmination.
Yes, sir. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or on Facebook.
Cool. Really cool. Now, friends, tell me if this sounds like modern gospel to you. A barracks is meant to be a place where real soldiers were fed and equipped for war, not a place to settle down or in a comfortable snuggery in which to enjoy ourselves. I hope that if ever they, our soldiers, do settle down, God will burn their barracks over their heads. That would be Catherine Booth, from the founder, well, co-founder of the Salvation Army under her husband, William Booth. Now, when you think about that, that stands in complete contradiction of what we see today. What we see is a bunch of people sit down, they're entertained out of their freedoms, out of their spiritual freedoms, and they're told by laying a false grace under their heads, a false pillow of grace under their heads, and they're just told to go to sleep and God will do the rest. I mean, we've all heard that saying that, listen, the Lord's on his throne, he'll do what he'll do. Yeah, but friends, the Lord's not going to do independent of what you're willing to fight for. He's not going to just hand it over to you and say, oh, that's no big deal. Read the Bible. God has been willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. But when we have people like the Joel Osteens of the world and many of these professed spiritual giants, friends, when in fact it's just absolutely the contrary, we see these guys, they're humanistic. They pet the feathers in the direction that makes you feel good. They don't preach about repentance. They don't preach law to grace, because Galatians 3:24, because they don't understand Scripture. They're motivational speakers. They have not the Holy Ghost, because when they supposedly preach, these supposed men of God, they contradict Scripture at every turn. So let's go over to Joel Osteen, and you just tell me, question mark, is he a heretic or is he not? If you look at the Joel Osteens of the world, he brings us universalism. The doctrine of universalism is the belief that all people are saved no matter who you are or what you have done. That's like saying our veterans in Arlington, they died for all of the countries. They died for China. They died for Vietnam. They died. No. They died for the American people, and the ratification of our constitutional republic is what they did. So therefore, when they sacrificed, when they put their right hand up, they magnified. They promised to magnify the Constitution against all enemies. So there is enemies, both foreign and domestic. So when they died, when they sacrificed themselves, that was for the American ideals, friends, not for the whole world. It wasn't for, as a matter of fact, they died fighting against the very ideology that this administration promulgates today. But let me get back to my point. The doctrine of universalism is the belief that all people are saved no matter who you are or what you have done. This is a new version of the good news that is much better than the message of Jesus and the apostles when they preached over 2,000 years ago, which was far too narrow according to the way of the Joel Osteens when he explains his message, friends. And let me highlight the fact it is Joel Osteen's message, because it is not a scriptural message. Joel said, I'm for everybody. I'm not into excluding people. Jesus can reveal himself to anybody. Listen, friends, as I said yesterday, there's going to be a lot of people in hell that Jesus died for as well. But they made their bed, so now they get to sleep in it. And of course, we don't want that, because we are preachers of reconciliation. We want reconciliation, but friends, let me remind you that reconciliation is not to withhold or without the doctrine of the cross of Jesus Christ. So we can't have reconciliation without the fact that there is a cross to bear. And by the way, we're talking about the finished work of Jesus Christ on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. And it's interesting, just a case in point. Isn't it interesting that so many people emphasize, they spend their time emphasizing that Jesus saved us from our sins? Yes, he did, Matthew 1:21. But if we're so thankful and we're so sorry for our sins, guess what? We'll stand up out of a heart of gratitude towards God, and we'll magnify the very things that Christ died magnifying on the cross of Calvary, and that was fighting against sin and dying for sin. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. See, therein lies the cross. And friends, what I'm trying to say is we have to look at the cross of Jesus Christ and understand this very thing, because it is scriptural from A to Z, my friends. He didn't just die as a sacrificial lamb for the sins of the world. Remember when John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. That's true, and I praise God for it. Because I'm so thankful for what he did for me on the cross, guess what I begin to do? I stand up and fight against the very things that crucified my Lord. So when we look at the cross of Jesus Christ, it was an exhibition of God's hatred towards sin and an exhibition of his love towards man. You understand? Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation, a sacrifice, an appeasement for our sins. And when we have been forgiven much, guess what we do? We stand up and we love much, and we forget not the work of faith and a labor of love. And that love comes from the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. But let me get back to Joey here. He said, I'm not into excluding people. Jesus can reveal himself to anybody. True that. He can, but he needs faithful witnesses that will deliver souls. Read the book of Proverbs. The idea is that since no one would be accepted if we are called to be holy, then all have to be accepted. So goes this logic. This doctrine of Joey's also believes that all roads lead to heaven, so there is no one way, truth, and life that leads to the Father. Friends, contrary to Scripture, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. See, man always gets in trouble, friends. Man always gets in trouble when he departs from Jesus Christ. You look at denominations. You look at George Whitfield. You look at John Wesley, who was a Methodist. You look at Martin Luther, who was a Lutheran. You look at the Prince of Preachers. I'm sorry, friends, I'm a little distracted over here. Charles Spurgeon, who was a Calvinist. When you begin to look at all the doctrines that these men believed in, what do those doctrines do? They divide. But yet the Bible says that we're brought forth in a bond of peace, which is by the Holy Spirit, and we're all to have the same mind, the same heart, and the same judgment. And when you keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, Scripture tells us that there's one Lord. There's one Lord. And Scripture also tells us there's only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, like it or not, that all roads, you need to understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. So Joey can preach whatever he wants to preach, but this shows his heresy. This shows you the departure from Scripture. Now, let's go back to these generals of God, the John Wesleys, the George Whitfields, the Martin Luthers, the Charles Spurgeons. You know, a wise man, I don't want to say a debate, because debate's not good. He can have a different opinion as to what Scripture says to him, and the difference may come because of a different call that he might have. But all these men will agree to one thing, that when men label a Martin Luther a Lutheran and a John Wesley a Methodist, they didn't name themselves that. Men named themselves that. Paul, in his wisdom, said this. He said, "Follow me as I follow Christ," because he didn't want schism in the body. And let me take that to the natural. It was like when Benjamin Rush said, "I'm not an aristocrat and I'm not a Democrat." He said, "I'm a Christocrat." He was one of the signers of our Declaration of Independence. See, America, you believe for some reason through the state-run media that it's okay that when the Democrats are in power that they can go ahead and do what they want. Then you have a difference over here. When the Republicans are in power, then they can go ahead and do what they want. No, we only have one Constitution. And what divides us? The doctrine of men is what divides us. And we're talking about the heresy of Joel Osteen here. And friends, let me tell you something. He has the multitude coming after him, the homosexuals, the abortionists. I can go down a whole plethora of the people that think that Jesus Christ is okay with their sin, when in fact, he is not okay with their sin. He died for it, remember? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him. Okay, so therefore, if we believe on him, then we have to do it the way that he said. And Scripture says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself even to walk as he walked, not as man walked." I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That is just large. Hey, folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and my pretty little princess, and she just wants to kick off some information again for you one more time because we are turning talk radio into do radio, and we are broadcasting live out of
Charlotte, North Carolina.
There you go.
We are very excited to be beginning our Liberty Week. For those of you who have just tuned in and want to know our schedule, we're going to be at the Gastonia Tea Party tonight in Gastonia, North Carolina.
You sound excited.
I am excited for this week. I think it's going to be awesome. I think those of you that are out in the area that haven't had a chance to see you in person, I mean, it's the truth on the radio only intensified in person.
Sure.
And the anointing, it's awesome. So please come and see us. We're going to be at the Library Auditorium there in Gastonia tonight. So don't miss it. 6:30 we begin to 8:30. And then also, Bradley's going to be speaking at the Truth for a New Generation conference in Charlotte, North Carolina with Josh McDowell, Lee Strobel,
cool. So
all those
spiritual leaders. Yeah.
Spiritual leaders.
I don't know a whole lot about them, but I'm just hoping that this works out really well.
Yeah, we'll probably know more after this next couple of days, which I think will be outstanding. Doing a drum clinic. You're also going to be speaking on 2 different panels, how to impact your school and your culture, so on and so forth.
Friends, if you'd like to win that drum set, it's a sonar drum set. There's soul tone cymbals. There's a bunch of other stuff, butt kicker, horn at drumsticks, anything and everything that goes along with my drum kit. You can go out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and go ahead and throw your hat in, friends, because you have a really good chance of actually winning that drum set. I seen that there was 275 shares last I seen it, but we're coming down to the final day, so you might want to throw your name in there. And again, if you win it, don't tell me I didn't tell you so.
And it's a nice drum set, too.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Right here, we're down south now because it's awesome. Now, on the 29th, which is Sunday, you're going to be speaking at the Outreach for Jesus Church at 10:30 a.m. in Hamlet, North Carolina. At 7 p.m. on Sunday as well, you're going to be at the New Hope Baptist Church in Laurinburg, North Carolina.
Yes.
And then also, we're going to be speaking at the Richmond Community College on the 1st and also on the 2nd for those folks who that attend Richmond Community College. This will be an awesome opportunity. And they'll be wrapping things up with our big final, what do we call it, like shebang?
Sure.
Shebang. I like shebang. I mean, we're going to be rocking Rockingham for our final shebang
in Rockingham, North Carolina. You go, girl.
Oh, yeah. It's starting to kick in a little bit.
You know what happened if we were a black church right now? They'd be saying, bring it down.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And by the way, there's a lot of black churches down here right now. And it's just like I said earlier, these folks, I don't care if they're black, white, yellow, purple, pink, whatever the case, we're all one blood, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. All nations are one blood. But these folks in North Carolina and South Carolina, they're some fine, upstanding citizens. They're
friendly
people. They treat you like family.
Absolutely.
Yes,
it's been nice.
Yes.
So our final event there on Thursday, October 3rd in Rockingham, North Carolina. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook to find out all the details or sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And friends, also, let me just interject this. You know that I don't ask much, but I do got to throw this out there for you really quick. That folks, 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not even target Christians, non-Christians, but targets other Christians. So it's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. The Christian annual income is $12.3 trillion. $213 billion is given to Christian causes. That's okay if they're building up their purpose on this in this earth, and that's scriptural. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions, 87% of which goes to work being done among the already Christian. Now, that's not cool. 12% goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians and 1% among the unevangelized. So lastly, less than half of 1% of church funding goes to the next generation. I would just ask that you would consider supporting this ministry. And if you would like to do that, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and give online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. That number again is 1-866-233-0747. God bless you. And again, friends, just pay attention to the fruit, but understand leadership in the process, because this is how you get the job done.
Amen.
Cool. Folks, listen to this. When the church and the world can jog along comfortably together, you may be sure that there's something wrong. Catherine Booth, co-founder of Salvation Army, said, if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, 2 Corinthians 6, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, James 4:4, the world would hate them as much as it ever did, John 15. We need the whole armor of God to fight against the powers of this world and to stand up against the wiles of the devil. The armor contains truth, righteousness, faith, and here it is, prayer. If we are in Christ, we need not be afraid of past sins, because Christians must have confidence that they are free from the law of sin and death. If God is for us, who can be against us? She ends, God is all powerful and we are safe under his wings. Psalm 90, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans 8. Now, I also want to say this, because during the break, I looked at my team over here and I said, I'm like rapid fire scripture. I'm just hosing people with scripture. And folks, I just got to tell you, out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth is speaking. This is what I constantly feed on. I love the intermix, the interjection of scripture along with the Constitution, because they go, these two sciences go hand in glove. They work together, said James Wilson. And he's exactly right, because when we talk about our constitutional republic, we can't talk about our laws without actually acknowledging scripture, because that's where they're derived from. So, anyways, if I'm hitting you too fast with something, just go ahead and download the show, put it on slow pace, and listen to me very carefully, okay? That's the best way to do it. Just slow down the podcast. And if you can do that, you'll get the message. And if not, when I get back home, back into town, friends, we'll open the lines up for you again. But let's get back to Joey over here, talking about heresy. Is Joel Osteen a heretic or is he not? When asked about people who live in open sin, sin is the transgression of God's moral law, Exodus 20, his moral law, not ceremonial, friends. Joe smilingly said, I'm not going to bash those people. I'm not going to be against those people. They're good people. Well, he's got a couple things wrong. First of all, he said, I'm not going to bash those people. And really, in essence, what he's saying is, I'm not going to love on them enough to tell them the truth. I'm not going to warn them to flee from the wrath to come. I'm not going to tell them that their sin is before a just and a holy God, who is our judge. Then he goes on, he says, I'm not going to be against those people. They're good people. No, they're not good people. Until they're saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, their righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of a just and a holy God. Forget it not. The Bible says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision to fulfill the lusts thereof. Now, going back to Joey and talking about heresy, because we can see how far off he is from Scripture. He is way out there. He's preaching the wide way, not the straight and the narrow and difficult is the way in any sense of the word. He's preaching feel-goodism. He's preaching humanism. Okay? So let me go to contrast. Let me contrast what Joey just said. He said, I'm not going to bash those people. I'm not going to be against those people. They are good people. Well, why then, Joey, was Jesus Christ crucified? I'm just curious. Why were the prophets and the apostles killed? Were they against the people when they died in sacrifice of saving them people with a message in life and or in death, Paul said? Wasn't it Paul that said, for to me to live is Christ, to die is gain? Wasn't it John the Baptist said that I must decrease that he might increase? Yeah. Doesn't Scripture tell us in Philippians 1 that we are to grow in understanding of the love of Christ in all knowledge and in all judgment? Yep. Aren't we to preach out of the love of Christ that passeth knowledge? Ephesians 3. Yep, we are. But Joey doesn't see things that way. See, he's preaching a gospel that makes him big rather than little. And I just want to remind you of something, friends. Until you become nothing, God can create nothing out of you. And this man is preaching humanism. He's preaching you crossless. Now, he's holding and withholding the cross from the people at large that show up to his church. So at length, he is the people's greatest enemy for withholding the truth that sets men free in Jesus Christ. So by contrast, what Joey is saying, Apostle Jude is bashing people when he said in Jude 1:14-16, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these. This is the New Testament, friends, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Jude said these are murmurs, complainers. They walk after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh greatest swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Let me tell you something again, friends. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Forget it not. Remember, it tells us in the book of Luke, chapter 6, woe unto you when men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. And the false prophets are those, Micah chapter 3, I believe, he said that you are, the prophets are setting the people to make war against God, because they are preaching the same way that the Joel Osteens of the world preach. Joel's wife recently said to Piers Morgan, you know, that British criminal that the British people don't even want back on CNN. It's the people that we're after. We're not trying to judge their sin. We want to encourage them and love them. No, Jesus said when he sent out his apostles in power over all the works of the enemy, he said, go preach. He said, preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If they don't have a knowledge of the law, what are they to repent for? See how that works? She goes on, she says, you're only going to win people by reaching out to them. That's right, through a sacrificial love. Isn't that so awesome? They're all about the people. They want you and I to be accepted without having any to discuss anything like repentance or righteousness. And those that preach repentance or righteousness, these are judgmental subjects that we don't need. Huh. So, therefore, they're preaching antinomianism without regard to the law. That's like saying, well, these are anarchists in the body of Christ, and it's not the body of Christ, because Jesus said either you're hot or you're cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. The church should know that this is not the church. This is the Antichrist, because they preach contrary to the cross of Christ. Let them be accursed, Paul said in Galatians 1. Folks, these modern-day ministries have gone on national television to essentially correct Apostles Peter, John, and Paul to say they are wrong. And if you listen to the Joel Osteens of the world, like so many across the country are, you know what? They're so proud of their pastor and his encouragement in confronting the church fathers. Folks, this is completely contrary to what we should be doing and tolerating. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to wrap it up when I...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19th, 2010, Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence, an omission he's made on no less than 7 different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
All right, here we go again, talking about Joel Osteen and his heresy. Folks, it's just an apostate church is really what it is. Those that are born of the Spirit of Christ, they don't act like the devil, friends. Do you remember when Jesus looked at Peter and Peter was rebuking Jesus because Jesus got done telling Peter that he was going to, well, his apostles, that he was going to go up to Jerusalem and he's going to be crucified? And Peter looked at him and said, "Far be it from you, Lord." And Jesus looked back at Peter and he said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you savor the things that be of men and not of God." See, he didn't understand the power of the resurrected one. Neither did the enemy of your soul, friends, because Scripture tells us, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because when the power of resurrection comes from the resurrected one, he who sits at the right hand of our heavenly Father, which is in heavenly places, it's all over for the enemy of your souls. So as long as these false preachers can keep you in the things of the flesh, the enemy wins. And the way to do that is to pet your feathers in the direction they go rather than to go against the direction of your feathers. Let me go to the root of what the problem is. We all know who John Newton is, right? He's the guy that wrote Amazing Grace. Listen to what he said, exposing the heretics in the church in America today. John Newton said, "Ignorance of the nature and design of the law is at the bottom of most religious mistakes." See, like the scripture tells us, the Joel Olsteins of the world don't understand this because they haven't taken time to meditate upon God's law, his moral law, like, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." See, what he preaches is that everybody's going into heaven when God said, "No, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and there's only one name under heaven, and it's Jesus Christ." Right? Right? Yeah. I just kind of want to overlook that. And then when Jesus said that whosoever looketh upon a woman or a man to lust after them, you've already committed adultery. This is the 7th commandment, Exodus 20. See, the Paul, or I'm sorry, the Joel Olsteins of the world say, no, everybody can come in. The homosexuals can come in. Forget about 1 Corinthians 6:9. Forget about the book of Jude. Forget about Leviticus 18:22. Leviticus 20:13. Forget about using a little common sense. No, these are scriptures that he's completely overlooked. And the way that he's done that is he's forsaken the law of God. See, these again are anarchist friends. These are antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones says the trouble with people who are not seeking for a savior and for salvation is that they don't understand the nature of sin. It is the peculiar function of the law to bring such an understanding to a man's mind and conscience. That is why great evangelical preachers 300 years ago in the times of the Puritans and 200 years ago in the time of Whitfield and others always engage what they called a preliminary law work. Of course, friends, the law condemns. Christ didn't come to abrogate the law, Matthew 5. He came to explain it. And if it was abrogated, then why did he need to explain it? No, friends, Christ came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to destroy the law. Listen to what Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said. This is exposing heresy, the heretics, the Joel Olsteins of the world, friends. I do not believe that any man can preach the gospel who does not preach the law. See, because Scripture tells us in Isaiah 8:20 again, that if they speak not according to the law and to the testimonies, because there is no light in them. Friends, when you see preachers preach against the law of God, I'd be the first one to stand up and I would run the other direction as fast as I possibly could. See, because what Spurgeon said is, then he warns. He goes on, he said, lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. He said, this is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. Hey, you're only sorry when you're convicted of a law that you've broken. You know, to this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite heart. That's Isaiah 66:2, and trembleth at my word. You can also go to the book of Psalm 37, Psalm 34. You can go to Psalm 51. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Back to Spurgeon. He said, for those that lower the law, he said, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. He said, I say you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. He said, you've taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ, Galatians 3:24, specifically. He goes on, they will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves a most necessary purpose, and it must not be removed from its place. Friends, these people, if they make any reference to law, it's usually condemning the law, which the function of the law is to condemn sin, not the other way around. See, the law condemns, but if I believe the gospel, it justifies. That's how this whole thing works. What we have is we have the heretics of the world that are soft judges that produce hardened criminals towards God, and they make war against God by leaving off the law. Case in point. Had a preacher friend. He was a prophet. He was a real prophet. He really was. He had the gift of the prophet, and they are the same yesterday, today, and forever God is. 1 Corinthians 14. And I said to him, and I already knew I was going to catch him, and I was just a baby Christian, but I understood the foundational, fundamental understanding of Scripture, law of grace. I said to him, I said, so what are you? What would you consider yourself? A preacher of law, judgment, righteousness, a gospel preacher, whatever you know, how do you want to label yourself? He said, well, I'd be a preacher of righteousness. I said, really? So you're a preacher of righteousness. So I said, then first and foremost, you're a preacher of the law and judgment. Because you can't be a preacher of righteousness until you first preach the law unto judgment. By the way, that is the cross of Jesus Christ, friends. How can you be a preacher of righteousness if you don't understand law and judgment? We are a righteous nation. What makes us righteous? Well, what does it say above the Supreme Court? Justice is the guardian of liberty. Okay, justice unto what? Righteousness and peace and liberty. You see how that works? Let's go over to Jonathan Edwards, great awakening preacher. He's the famous preacher that preached sinners in the hands of an angry God. He said the only way we can know whether we are sinning is by knowing his moral law. Hey, friends, the only time that you know that you're speeding is when the cop pulls you over, right? Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And isn't that interesting, friends? Isn't that absolutely interesting? Listen to me carefully. The professed church in America talks much of grace, but yet Scripture tells us where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Are they overcoming or are they succumbing? Well, if you say they're succumbing, then you're agreeing with everything that I'm telling you right now. It's a false grace. Because they understand not real grace, because they've never been driven to the foot of the cross by the schoolmaster, which is the law, Psalm 19:7. Let me go over to George Whitefield, the great field preacher. He said to his hearers, "First then, before you can speak peace to your hearts, you must be made to see, made to feel, made to weep over, and made to bewail your actual transgressions against the law of God." That is a preacher that understands. Friends, I've shared this with you in the past. This is why I have so many fans. When I get hot, I just turn them on, right? That's supposed to be funny. Yeah, that was a bad one. But this is why grandmas and grandpas and the lovers of the truth love this message so much. Because they know back in, case in point, my wife's grandmother is 93 years old. I can talk to her about anything and everything except the Titanic, and I kid you negative. But one day her son came to her because he didn't like the fact that I was preaching law to grace. And he said, "Can I ask you something, Mom?" Speaking to the 93-year-old mother of my wife's dad. He said, "What is it that you used to hear from the pulpits?" "Oh," she said. "She said, we used to hear the preachers every Sunday preach the law of God." Of course they did. Of course they did. Because they knew that with the understanding of the law of God, it's going to produce what? A healthy fear. And what is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. Like, thou shalt not kill. It teaches kids not to kill. What else? By the grace of God in Christ. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It teaches them not even to look at a woman or a man to lust after him. Or thou shalt not lie. Or thou shalt not steal. Or honor your father and your mother. Friends, this is what used to be preached from the pulpits all day long. And now there's not even a hint made in reference to the law of God, because these preachers are afraid to offend for the truth's sake. Yet this is Jesus Christ's methods. What does the law say? Jesus would continuously say to the Pharisees. What does the law say? What does the law say? And friends, keep in mind, Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision to the Jews that were broken by the law. Read Romans 3. Let me get over to John Wesley. Again, the great field preacher. He said, listen to what he said carefully. This is awesome. He said, "It is the ordinary method of the Spirit of God to convict sinners by the use of the law," John 16. "It is this which, being set home on the conscience, generally breaketh the rocks in pieces," speaking of your heart. "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces," Jeremiah 23. "It is more especially this part of the Word of God which is quick and powerful," Hebrews 4, "full of life and energy and sharper than any two-edged sword." Folks, Martin Luther said this. "The first duty of the gospel preacher is to declare God's law and show them the nature of sin." You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Love you by what I do, and I'll talk to you then. See ya, broadcasting live out of North Carolina.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.